It's one of the astonishing and beautiful facts about our Christian faith that not only God became man, but that God also became our friend. And friendship is at the heart of the gospel, is that last message that Jesus, his parting words to his followers, are about friendship. Love one another, be friends with one another. And Jesus, throughout his whole ministry, was revealing to them not simply truths about God, but revealing the very heart of God, revealing his deep and compassionate and close friendship with them. And now, as he prepares for the cross, he's also preparing them for the final outpouring of his friendship for them. And so we can see that friendship is really nothing other than learning to trust someone enough that you can share your wounds with them. It's what a friend is, really nothing else than somebody that you've learned to trust so much that you can share your very woundedness with them. It's what Jesus is offering his disciples. He's sharing his wounds with them and then commanding them to do the same, to be friends with one another. It's also, I think, what we Christians are called to be for the world, to model a kind of friendship that's attractive and beautiful and true and captivating for the world, that even in the midst of so much division and anger, friendship is still possible. Friendship is still on the table. It's still something that we can have with God and one another. One of the ancient philosophers, Aristotle, once famously defined a friend as another self. A friend is another self, and I think that's so true with what it means to be friends with Jesus. We become another Jesus. Jesus becomes us, and we become like Jesus to others. The definition of a Christian, an alter Christus, another Christ. Perfect definition of what it means to be friends with Jesus. When we become friends with Jesus, we become another Christ. He lives out his life and his friendship in and through us. And this is what we offer the world as we go and evangelize and share the good news. We offer others the friendship of Jesus, a world that is so wounded at times. What it really needs is a friend. We're called to be a friend, to offer the friendship of Christ to a world with many wounds that need binding and healing up. And so Jesus leaves us with this great commandment today to live our lives. Go, I command you to go out and be friends.